first verse of the book of St. John's Gospel. We'll read some there, and we're going to go on into Isaiah. Then we'll come back to the same passage of Scripture in John. Now, the Bible said in the first verse, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by Him and without Him was not anything made that were made. In Him was life, and the light was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." We're going to go back into Isaiah just for one verse of reading. Now, I'm glad today that, you know, the Bible said that there was a man sent from God.
Amen.
He come to bear witness of Jesus Christ, to help him to get started. He was the man that introduced Jesus to the world. In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the third verse, "The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
Yeah.
You know, today, why? You know, I got hung up on that desert. I make straight in the desert the highway of our God. Now, let's go back into the same chapter that we was in. But, you know, I got to thinking about that desert. You know, the wilderness didn't necessarily be a grove of trees or a jungle or whatever we might decide in our heart. That where John the Baptist was at. He said in the desert, I make a highway. I make it straight. I make it plain. And to make ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and bled and died on Calvary that me and you might live and go free. John, he was crying in the wilderness. He said, "Repent and make straight his way for him to come." Whenever Jesus come, John was there, sent from God. God sent him to do a work as me sends me and you across the country to witness to a lost and dying world. He prepared the way for our Lord. We're going to try to slow down if we can. But he was sent from God. Now, while he was baptizing, he was here baptizing. We read just a little bit more. The 26th verse. John answered them saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you who ye know not. He whom come after me, he is preferred before me, whose shoelaces I am not worthy to loose. These things were done I in Bethel Barbara beyond Jordan. I where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him. And said, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. I don't know. I wasn't there. I maybe somehow I would like to have been there. To witness. To seen. The Lamb appear in the world. Listen, John said, I knew him not. But whenever I saw the Spirit, I descended from heaven like a dove. And I'm remaining with him. He said, the same that sent me, told me, that's who it would be. He told John, for he said, look for a man, who you'll see, the Spirit, descended from heaven, and lightning upon him. This is a man, this is a Lamb, I'm God, who sent down. You know, I thought about the desert. I thought about it a lot. I listened, and I thought about when Jesus come, and then my heart, I was empty. I was empty. My body, it seemed like it was for no purpose. When I was lost in the clutches of sin, I was empty. I didn't have no purpose for nothing. But whenever I prayed, God save me. He put a water, a well of water, springing up into eternal life. Listen, whenever I get indifferent, I'm down and out, and seem so dry, even though as I was in a desert, the Lord, the spring that he put in me, it springs up. I give me hope. I was again, and I can go a little bit further. I'm glad for the saving grace of Lord Jesus Christ. Now he said he would be on Jordan there. He would be on Bethel Barbara in Jordan to baptize. And he come preaching repentance. The remission of sin. Jesus told them whenever he was fixing to go away. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. And receive you unto myself. My. But he said, boys, I'm fixing to go away. A repentance and remission of sin must be preached beginning at Jerusalem. So when he went away, I took his flight and left these boys there. They returned back to Jerusalem, to the upper room where that they were stayed, and then they was endeared with power from on high. Maybe they was converted and filled with the Holy Ghost. I led them and guided them and teach them the right way. And if we'll stay on that way, the straight and narrow road, you'll make it all the way to heaven. Make a way for our God. That's what John the Baptist done. And then John the Baptist made a way for the Son to come. And listen, the Son prepared a way for us to make it all the way home. Ain't you glad for that? Listen, we get we you know, I've been saved for maybe 50 years. I've been preaching for about 45 years. I've never got tired. I've never wanted. I've been to the place I didn't want. I to serve God and make it to the house of God. I could get fed. Where I could be refreshed in the Spirit of God. Then I can make it through next week. Oh, but I can see. Jesus, whatever, on the cross he said, Father, I forgive them. They know not what to do. I listen, and he give up the ghost. I live because he died because we can live.
Right.
And Peter, after receiving the power of God, the Holy Ghost, he went out and preached. What he preached, preacher? He preached repentance and remission of sin. And he preached baptizing, and he went forward. Listen, he took it as far as he could go. Paul picked it up and took it on as far as he could go. And another picked it up and took it on until they got down to where I was at. I listened down yonder and over the county fairground. Whenever the Lord called me out of the clutches of sin and brought me, I listened, saved me, and I didn't fail no more. Like I was in a desert. I felt like I had a purpose to live, because I could go out and witness to somebody. I wouldn't take nothing for the memories that I've got. And it's all in church, and how I've seen people saved and slip out and come walking up to the altar of prayer, up to the throne of grace. That may might have a purpose in life. If you're in a situation that you begin to feel like you don't have no purpose here, I just steal away somewhere and pray and ask the Lord to come into your life and help you. Listen, to be a witness.
Yeah. Amen.
John. Let's go just a little bit further. My.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, I'm glad to live for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin.
Yeah.
I read about John the Baptist a whole lot. His meat was locusts and wild honey. And his garment, had a leather girdle on. He might have looked like a wild man, but how that he was calm and high and filled with the presence of God inside. That's kind of like we are. It don't matter what we look like, but it's what's inside. And I want to say today that I've run up on people that maybe I went to an altar and got saved, and then pretty soon they was cold inside. They didn't feel like they were saved. They didn't feel like they'd had any purpose in life. And they felt like they was in this desert. Listen today. Regardless how you feel, if you don't feel like that you've been true to God, if you feel like somehow you betrayed Him, Jesus, He said, He was faithful and just to forgive us of our sins if we trespass. He said, follow me. Take up my cross and follow me. And pray. Repent when we come short. Do something I shouldn't do.
Right.
We shouldn't just get where we don't want to go to church. But we pray, and He's faithful in forgiving us things that we do. John, the first John, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the word the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Boys, I'm glad to serve one that is able and has got the power. To look down into my heart and to know that whether I've got fellowship with one another or not, and if not, of my prayers, he knows my thoughts, of the imagination of my thoughts, Jesus knows about.
Amen.
When I asked, he cleans me up. How many times has he had to clean me up? Time and time again, I've had to steal away somewhere and pray and ask him, Lord, I don't want to live in a desert all of my life. Listen, I believe Phoenix, Arizona is a desert. And I believe that they grow some great crops there. Listen, they come in the desert, they water it one day and plow it the next.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen, and they grow great crops. How that an empty soul without any purpose. If you'd rather to think about the devil and the wiles of the world more than God, you're living in a bad situation. Death is coming to one, to all. One by one, we're slipping out.
Yeah.
And we're going to stand before God and give an account of the things that we've done in this life. But he said, of my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. He said, I would hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. What a Savior to serve. My heart's clear, and I hope you got something out of the word this morning. Straight word of God. That's all I know. That's all that I have any idea to preach to you. The straight word of God. I appreciate your attention this morning. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'd like for us to stand. You search your soul. And if you feel like you're living in a desert of no meaning, a place with no purpose, Jesus can make it moist again.
Amen.
He can give you great hope. Come to him. All that's laden and heavy laden, go ahead.